So Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, I guess it's safe to say that the email hackers can stand down regarding Hillary Rodham Clinton right now?
Well, if they were hoping to target her emails at her private server in her house, they might think that that's probably unplugged at this point, John.
Unplugged or moot, because last night Hillary Rodham Clinton tweeted that she will release her emails, her personal emails. She used a personal email address during her time as Secretary of State, and that once the State Department redacts and gets rid of all sensitive or classified information, they'll be released to the public. It could take several weeks. So this story has legs, Todd.
Yeah, it sure does. And now here's the problem with Hillary's tweet last night. She says we know that there are about 55,000 pages or so of emails, or maybe more, at the State Department that Hillary has turned over to state. But herein lies the problem. A lot of this all started back in Congress with the Select Committee to Investigate Benghazi. Trey Gowdy of South Carolina is the chairman of that committee. He's got a lot of frustration. He issued his own subpoenas yesterday before Hillary's tweet last night. Listen to Gowdy and some of his frustrations with where this might be going.
We have been dealing with the State Department for how long now? Asking for her emails, and we learned last week that they can't produce them because they don't have them? I mean, that'd be a great question to ask the State Department. At what point were you going to get around to telling the Benghazi committee you can't produce them because you don't have them?
You say frustration, Todd, but it does sound a little like Trey Gowdy suddenly has a huge tank of rocket fuel in his investigation.
Well, he said himself a couple of days ago that anyone who thought that the new Benghazi investigative committee was overkill and scraping the bottom of a barrel that didn't have anything of it, that claim has been laid bare, in his words, because now it's obvious that there's a lot from the Secretary of State that at least the committee and the public hasn't seen, at a minimum. So part of the question now that Gowdy is going to have to answer, or if you like, gets to answer with his subpoenas, is that's fine that Hillary is going to make lots of emails public. It's fine that the State Department already has turned over about 900 pages, 300 emails to the Benghazi committee from Hillary Clinton in relation to Benghazi. But because she had possession of her own emails this whole time, it was her staff that chose which emails to turn over to the State Department in the first place. And that's frustrating to Gowdy, too. Listen.
How do we know? How do you ever know when you subpoena that you've gotten it all? That's why you have a Federal Records Act. That's why you have the president's policy about don't use private emails, so you and I would never have to have this conversation. It was never calculated that she was going to have custody of her own public record.
He's certainly right about that. Is this more about Benghazi as this new sort of chapter opens, or is this about Hillary Clinton's candidacy, potential candidacy to be president?
Yeah, you know, 2 days ago it was about the first thing, and now it's about the second thing, clearly. I mean, we all know that it was always about Hillary Clinton's candidacy because she's preparing to run for president. That's a big, not even a secret. Everybody pretty much knows that. She hasn't announced yet. So it was interesting when this revelation came out. Look, John, the Benghazi committee has known that Hillary Clinton used private emails since August. Now, Trey Gowdy claims that his committee was not the source of the leak, that it came from elsewhere. That has not been publicly reported. Who leaked to the New York Times that she used exclusively private emails, but it gives the Benghazi committee legs and it puts Democrats in a position of having to defend Hillary Clinton early. And I'll tell you that it does something else as well. It probably reinforces a lot of the discomfort that some voters, many of Hillary's enemies, but even some independent voters may have had with the Clintons going way, way back. Maybe a culture of secrecy and power grabbing, sort of self-serving behavior, earned or not. A lot of people have that perception.
Well, let me give you a sample of some of the voters that we're hearing from. Here's a sample of someone who represents exactly who you're talking about. It's utterly ridiculous, this is Tallahassee, Florida, that she didn't have a government email. I say this as someone who wants to see her run. I'm not sure if she can sustain this or not. I find it odd that nobody above her or another secretary or anyone in the State Department didn't address this when she was in office. And here are some, I suspect, comments from the vast left-wing conspiracy. New York Times did not do their homework. She did nothing illegal. Do not feed this story. It's a BS story, says Natalie O'Hare. The media is being so irresponsible with this. Why am I not surprised? Candace Johnson, it wasn't a rule not to when she did it, so why are you giving this airtime? Any folks from the vast left-wing conspiracy supporting Hillary on the Hill?
Well, guys, cue up a Hillary 4 here. Let's listen to Elijah Cummings. He's the ranking member of the Benghazi committee. I spoke to him yesterday.
It was our understanding that the State Department had turned over everything they had, and David Kendall, the attorney for Hillary Clinton, had turned over everything that he had related to Benghazi. I did not want to believe it, but everything I've seen so far has led me to believe that this is an effort to go after Hillary Clinton, period.
He's mad that he wasn't notified about the subpoenas. John, this story does have legs. You're correct. It also, I think, affects the press. The press doesn't like public officials who make their communications undiscoverable. They can't be FOIA'd under the Freedom of Information Act if you own them yourself and they're not at the State Department. And that's a problem in the long term if you're running for president and you want to appear to be transparent.
Is this a memoir writing thing? Is this a, I mean, why would you do something like this unless you deliberately wanted to avoid FOIA requests? And given the Clintons' history, why would you ever think that that was going to help you do anything but hurt you if you wanted to be a presidential candidate?
I'm a little uncomfortable trying to speculate on Hillary Clinton's motivations here. I can say, as a journalist myself and as a colleague of dozens and dozens of journalists who cover campaigns, it rubs you the wrong way when somebody who's a high public official and is going to run for president makes a concerted effort to have personal private control over communications that ultimately are supposed to be in the public interest.
So that's a little uncomfortable. What would it sound like if you were a lot uncomfortable, Todd? I'm getting a piece of it there. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.